face.
Poppy. Okay. Hi! My name's Poppy. How are you today?
I'm really good for a change, thanks for asking.
That's great, that's brilliant, that's wonderful to hear. And what is it that's making you feel so good?
I jacked in my PhD.
What?
Yeah.
That's brilliant, that's really good.
It is, it's really fantastic. I wish I'd made the decision long ago.
And why does that put you in such a good mood?
Because I feel that I'm finally free. I feel a great weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Although, in fairness, I haven't completely thrown the towel in. I have suspended until at least September 2010. And I think I probably will come back and finish it at some stage, but I'm not in any state to do that now. And it's just not the life I want. I want to be able to earn some money and do the things that I enjoy without feeling guilty about it. So I took the decision initially to just throw the towel in and admit defeat and walk away. But I was spoke to my supervisor, who was very understanding, and suggested not making a final decision and slamming the door immediately, which was very wise and sensible. So for the time being, I'm free to pursue things that I love, get a job that will put money in my account, and have a life, you know, have a life and be able to do things and make plans and say, yes, I'll go away for the weekend, or yes, I'll go out for a drink on a Wednesday night. And I have no idea what the future holds, and that's a really nice feeling.
Well, I can see that you've got a big smile, and that's making you feel really happy.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, so you feel free?
I do, very free. And just to have allowed myself to make the decision, the reasons why I've been keeping going weren't very good ones. I think, you know, I'd lost sight of my objective and why I was doing it, and I was only sticking with it because I didn't want to lose face, even to myself, or admit that I couldn't do it or that I had quit. And then I realised that they weren't good enough reasons. My health was deteriorating, and I was just really unhappy and miserable. And so the decision kind of crept up on me. It was made before I really consciously decided. It was more of an acceptance than a decision, and it feels really good. And I've been in really good form ever since. You know, I'm wrecked. I'm falling apart. I've got a cold and I've got a chest infection, and I'm sure, you know, I'll probably get swine flu before Christmas. But that's all to be expected. But I'm feeling very optimistic about the future and about the present. Future doesn't seem so far away now.
Very good, very good. And can you tell me what sort of things you're looking forward to in the future?
I'm starting to record a solo EP in the next couple of weeks, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm recording an EP with the band that I'm in as well. We're releasing a single in the new year in February, which should be good. We're recording a short video for that, which is going to be excruciatingly embarrassing, next week, I think. No, on the 22nd of December, before we have the band Christmas party. And I'm looking forward to maybe going on holiday. That'll be nice.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, because I haven't been on holiday in a long time. And just been able to say yes. Just been able to say, yes, I'm free. I'm interested in doing that. Let's go and have some fun, you know.
Tell me more.
Well, you know, to be able to get involved in other musical projects, I've done some vocals with a singer called Ursula Burns on her new album, and I'd like to do some gigs with her and with another girl called Eilish Phillips, who has recently released an EP and has asked me to do some backing vocals while she sings live. You know, and those are things that I could, you know, make a little bit of money at, and it, you know, and it's fun, you know. It'd just be nice to do something for a change that I feel confident in my ability in. And it's, I mean, it's the best fun you can have with all your clothes on, is, you know, playing music.
And if I
can make a little bit of money at that, you know, and spend less time working in an office, then, you know, it's all to the good.
Lovely. You know? Lovely. So you feel really good about the world?
I do feel really good about the world. I'm really optimistic, and I don't think Spike's going to be able to put me into a bad mood today.
No, I doubt it. Too many good things in the world.
Exactly, you know. So I think maybe I'll move on and maybe speak to Prudence.
Okay.